Please be seated. Between the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. These words we echo every Sunday during our celebration of the Eucharist, to remember this Palm Sunday moment in Scripture when Jesus enters Jerusalem at the Passover, when the Hebrew people were recalling their flight from Egypt and all God had done for them. During the Exodus, God demonstrated God's immense power. On the cross, God demonstrates God's willingness to sacrifice God's very self for the wayward creation, human beings, in order to restore all of us into relationship with God through Jesus. Let the same mind be in you as was in Christ Jesus, Paul writes to the Philippians. The mind of God incarnate? Not quite. I think instead a mind that faces its trials and goes through it and does not, when it does not want to do what it is asked, but willingly submits to the will of God despite the cost. We often spend too much time weighing costs. Like the disciples in the extended gospel we heard today, we are quick to jump in and try and correct people, particularly children and grandchildren, if we feel they are being wasteful with their resources or their finances, or even if they are simply managing something in a way that we would not. Now, we'd all prefer to make the right choices. We'd like to do that all the time. But it's not always simple to discern what the best choice is. The world today is completely overwhelming. We attempt to drink from the fire hose of online media as it pumps the news into our homes through various screens and speakers. We hear one thing or another from a friend or a friend of a friend and accept it as fact or fiction, depending on the day and the person. It is easier now than ever before for us to be manipulated into what someone else thinks. When there is war or economic downturns, risking rising costs in the grocery store, changes in leadership or systems around us, advances in technology, we can find it difficult to hear what God might want from us because the world is so noisy. What do? We pray, particularly at this time of year. We ask for guidance. When we feel like the right choice will be hard on us and we don't want to do it, we pray until we feel sure enough of the next step. And when we act, we do what we can. We are not God. We are not supposed to take care of everything or usher in the kingdom of heaven, each of us, single-handedly. But like the woman who anointed Jesus that evening in Bethany, we are called to do what we can. Were there other options for the valuable nard that she used? Certainly there were. And there was a room full of mansplaining disciples quick to let her know what she should have done. But instead of handing out brownie points for their support for the poor and holy righteousness, he accepts the unnamed woman's service with gratitude and reminds them that it is not their place to trouble her for her efforts, just as it is not ours to question another's call when they feel they have discerned it rightly. Yes, she could have sold it, but she performed a service for him before he headed to Gethsemane and then the cross. She did what she could, Jesus told them. I imagine that that evening the room filled with the perfume so that it turned the head of everyone in the house right down to the stables. I imagine as Jesus prayed that the pain of the cross be taken from him, it was all he could smell in the garden that night. That its scent wrapped around him and reminded him that he was prepared and that he was ready. I wonder that the chief priests and later Pilate may have noticed the smell as they questioned him and he gave no defense. Did they wonder why he smelt like burial herbs? When the soldiers nailed Jesus to the cross, I wonder if they could smell this woman's valuable perfume. And I wonder if later in their lives, as they encountered that same scent, they would have a scent memory triggered and remember this one man's agony. And as Jesus hung on the cross, I imagine that he could still faintly smell the anointing, and I hope that it reminded him that he had known loving kindness and that he was loved even when he cried out and God was silent. The unnamed woman did what she could. Jesus did what only he could. And each of us is called to do what we can when God calls, whether it is a simple kindness that may or may not be noticed, or may not be remembered in a dark moment or at a later day. Whether it is giving something away or something more, Jesus asks us not to save the world, but to do what we can. So when you feel that you are drinking from that overwhelming fire hose of worldly events and news broadcasts, maybe the thing to remember is that we do what we can as we are called, and that if we continue to do this always and walk in Jesus' steps, we will be remembered as people who came in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen.